This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
There is a way to see movies on the big screen, you know, without actually going to the movies. Early on in this pandemic, drive-in theaters started opening, or in some cases, reopening in a lot of places. Those places include Europe now, too. Germany, Lithuania, and the Czech Republic, for instance. Also, a three-screener in Manchester in the UK is set to open. Marketplace's Stephen Beard has that story.
COVID-19 is breathing new life into an American cultural relic. In Britain, in the northern city of Manchester, Maeve Crehan is helping to organise a drive-in movie theatre as an antidote to the isolation of lockdown.
It's more of like a communal experience, just getting out of the house, really keeping the kids entertained and have a bit of a communal film-going experience without the immediate dangers of COVID-19.
The organisers of the Manchester drive-in are offering what they call safe cinema, aimed at families. Safe too, because social distancing will be strictly enforced, with all the cars parked 2 metres away from each other and restroom breaks tightly controlled. The main organiser, ad agency boss Vicky Butterworth, is confident it'll prove popular.
I think it will be a raging success. It ticks all the boxes from a safety point of view in a time where people are still a little bit dubious about what they can and can't do, where they can and can't go, and who they can do it with. Yeah, I think it'll go down a storm.
Actual storms may be a problem. Manchester's one of the rainiest places in the UK, but Vicky doesn't think that'll put off many customers.
I'm not going to lie, the weather is pretty horrid most of the time. But look, northerners are pretty well kind of equipped to deal with the rain. Northerners are tough. They can handle it.
Andy Pates, a southerner who runs open-air cinema shows across the south of England, has his doubts about the drive-in model. Watching a movie from under an umbrella is one thing, he says, but watching it in a car in a downpour is something else.
You've got to start the wipers going. Now, sometimes you get that awful screeching sound on the windscreen.
And unlike in the 1950s, those modern windscreens or windshields are always slanted.
So you're automatically limiting the view because of the slanted window. You've got headrest to contend with.
Also, Pates is not impressed with the Manchester plan to beam the movie soundtrack into the car radios.
Will your car be okay to run on its ignition for 2 hours? Or would we be kind of pulling you out at the end of the night because you've got a flat battery? I'm not trying to be pessimistic.
In Manchester, Vicky Butterworth is confident that such has been the level of frustration with the lockdown that when restrictions are eased further, thousands will flock to her drive-in show. And a little dated slice of Americana will flourish in Britain. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.